This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
All right. Crazy. C-R-A-Z-Y. I'm crazy about you. Text go crazy. Go crazy. Text crazy to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance to win $1,000. Our studio audience, text crazy in right now, 72881. They're just talking to each other.
They don't want to.
Well, that's one better chance for you to win this $1,000. That number again, 72881. The word this hour is crazy. One lucky national winner gets $1,000. Message and data rates apply. We just heard that song from Kesha and Macklemore. And it's funny because Kesha actually makes this list I'm going to do right now.
Of what?
Top 35 celebrity deformities.
Deformities?
I know.
Interesting.
I saw the headline. I got to look at that.
Have you got one?
Well, I have a big scar across my midsection. Some of these are just scars and stuff.
Oh.
You know, I have that big appendix scar. Across my midsection. Massive stretch marks. Is that a deformity?
I don't think so.
Yes.
Bit. Thank you. Thanks, Human. Thanks for the backup, buddy. Do you have any deformities?
I have a scar on my big toe nail.
Oh.
It cracked vertically I don't know how many years ago and has never not had that scar.
Oh.
It won't go away. My kid.
Like, it just grows funny.
It grows normal. With a scar down the middle of it.
It's still nail horn material, or is it like a, but it's like different texture?
No, same texture. Just under the toenail, there's a scar. Oh. But I can't, other than that, I mean, I guess my giant nose, is that a deformity?
No, that's not a deformity. Your nose is not that giant. Your nose is perfect and petite. It's a little button.
I had wicked hitty teeth when I was young, but I got braces.
No, yeah, you got that fixed.
Is that a deformity?
No.
Have been a deformity if I didn't get braces, though.
That would have been great.
Oh man.
I love people with like a couple jank teeth.
That wasn't a couple jank teeth. It was a wicked mouth of shark teeth.
Do you have a picture of that somewhere?
No. Why would
no
I have
picture
that?
Picture you as like a 7-year-old like going, ha! With all your janky, janky teeth in there.
I'm coming to get you.
No.
Man, you're about to get into the tooth thing with your kid, too.
Yep.
Like the.
Oh, she's going to have it, too. I told you. She does this thing.
Oh.
She bites her lip.
Her lower lip.
For comfort.
They'll give themselves a little sore there.
She hasn't done that, but she's going to have trouble.
Well, when she starts getting those beaver teeth, it is so funny to see your little kid's face with these big old honking teeth in it. It's just the funniest thing. And then you look back at pictures of them when they were little, and you're like, oh, look at those tiny little teeth. It's
mm-hmm.
amazing. Mm. Do you have any deformities?
No, but I have a ton of scars.
Yeah, scars I don't think count.
Well, they count them in this. So like they mentioned Tina Fey. She got cut when she was like a 5-year-old. Somebody, mm-hmm. some stranger attacked her on the
yeah,
street.
That's
she got that
super
big
weird.
Scar on her face.
I don't even notice it, though.
I don't either. There's also one, Miles Teller. He was in a car accident, really bad. I'll show you the picture of it.
Miles Teller?
He was just in that movie. He's actually been in a few things.
Actor?
Yeah, he's an actor. You'd recognize him. But in this picture, you can see it. He was, when he was 20 years old, he was in the passenger seat of a car, thrown from the car at 80 miles an hour, and ended up 30 feet away. And,
80 miles per hour.
Yep. And he was, I can't believe he only went 30 feet. But there's the, you can see the scars on his face from that.
I see the scars, but... They didn't look like character. They didn't look anything to me.
No thing.
Yeah.
A lot of the people in this list just have extra nipples, which is fun to talk about. You know, people with extra nipples. Harry Styles is one of those. God bless you. Harry Styles has 4 nipples.
Oh.
Yeah. You know.
You can't get that removed, or you just, it's not enough to worry about.
I they were like fully formed extra nipples, maybe you'd have like the nipple part shaved off. Just, you know, it's, you know, just a dark discoloration. Mm-hmm. My uncle had four nipples, and but they didn't have a
is
nipple.
Is this Uncle Peter?
No, no, this is my Uncle Billy, my mom's twin.
Oh.
So he had two extra nipples down for, like, directly underneath, like, right here, like, on the bottoms of his ribs.
Okay.
But they didn't have a nipple. It was just, like, areola. But if you touched them, they would, you know.
They would get hard?
They'd, you know how that skin is. It sort of, like, contracts and loosens it. You know how nipples
they
are.
They did?
I guess so. That's what I heard. That's a family legend.
Oh, you never did it?
I didn't go touching my uncle's extra nipples. I only think I might have seen them two or three. I mean, I didn't see my uncle topless that much in my life. He lived far away from me.
Well, you're telling a strong story, so it sounds like you have personal experience with
him. Well, my mom would talk about his nipples, you know. I'm sure she gave him tons of crap for it when they were growing up. Like, you got an extra set of nipples, your siblings are going to give it to you.
All right.
That's how siblings are.
All right.
Harry Styles has four nipples. I don't know if they're like just randomly placed or if they're in line. Kesha, who we just heard from, mm-hmm. born with a tail.
I don't quite understand that. The tail part.
Oh no.
What does that mean?
Is there a picture you can pull up? I'm afraid.
Of her?
No. They cut it off at birth.
Oh, they
cut her tail off. But it's not uncommon.
It doesn't grow back?
I don't believe that we regenerate our tails like lizards do. I don't actually think that
No. I'm kind of afraid to see it.
It's just your tail. Oh. Your tailbone kind of extends down. Oh, that's fake. That
Are
one's
you sure?
The curly pigtail is fake. It's usually just a little extension. Oh, that one. That's hardcore. Those are...
No.
There's some big ones.
That is on a person. That person didn't cut it off.
Maybe they don't always cut it off.
That person can't pull their underwear all the way
up. It does seem like it would be a problem. Like it would get in the way of stuff.
Gnarly.
Yeah. You can get it removed.
Why would...
Would you... If you had a tail,
Absolutely.
You'd get it removed.
Yeah.
Ah, you wouldn't be like, look what I have.
No.
What if you had a sixth finger?
I might... I don't know.
What if you had a sixth finger?
Yeah, I feel like those are things...
I have a problem with gloves. So yeah, I would want to get it removed.
Well, you just wear mittens.
Gloves?
Get special gloves.
Yeah, get a six finger glove.
I
don't know. I feel like some certain things, like if it's not going to hurt you health-wise.
What if you had a third
sort of
eye
anomaly,
in the middle of your forehead?
Then that, no. I would get the eyelid sewn shut. I don't really want to be looking
Did
at
you ever shower in P.E.?
Yeah, but we had private showers.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
The girls
well,
we had.
What high school did you go to?
It was just you walked in. There was two stalls like this and a shower in between. And so one person would go in and take a shower, and you had to go in and take it. And I very rarely showered. I very rarely broke a sweat in PE class. As I got older, I was just like, I'm...
Private showers.
Yes.
Well.
We didn't have to all go stand together naked.
All right.
I think the boys might have, but we didn't.
That would have
didn't.
Changed your opinion about this tail, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Tail.
No, you would have gotten it removed. You would have been like, I can't.
Yeah. Well, later in life, I might have gotten it removed, but I would like to, you know, if I had a baby with an extra finger or something, or
your
a tail
would
or
be
something.
Blocking the view I'm trying to look at when I'm doing you.
Can you move your tail?
You wouldn't be like, wagging.
No,
like,
you
so
don't want
to
see that.
You.
I'd be like,
you got a little hole in all your pants, so your tail can stick out. And you
excuse
hang
your
jingle
tail.
Jingle bells on it at Christmas time.
I'm trying to look at that.
Get it tattooed. Yes, I'm a tail. I don't know. Tail's kind of cool.
So Kesha had a tail.
Kesha had a tail, and they cut it off.
All right.
Some of those pictures that Bryn just showed me of people with tails, babies mostly, although there were some full-grown people with tails, those are extreme. I've seen pictures where it just looks like, maybe a couple joint nub. It's not like a huge problem. But
looked
some of those,
like
those look like that get in the way when you're going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And that's like, oh,
it's not good.
Look what I just got on that. Yuck.
Oh. You got to clean your tail.
Yeah, and I got to wipe my tail, too.
Oh.
An extra finger, though. They say that's like, to me, that would be like, oh, man, it's like you're a witch or something. Woo! it's exciting.
Look at you with your good attitude about tails. Who
would
have thought?
I would say that I don't
you
have an attitude about tails.
Penises are ugly, but you think a tail would be
well,
fantastic.
Well, everyone's got a penis, and nobody's got a tail. A tail. It's crazy. New animal. Ashton Kutcher has some webbed toes. Oh. So that's exciting. I've seen pictures of that, I believe. It's not like Aquaman or anything, just a couple extra web, and I, that's pretty common. People have webbed toes, toes that can't be, they don't have, right. They just, it's just a little extra, just a little extra
skin. That wouldn't bother me.
Oh, it would bother me. I mean, I'd be like, you got to cut that and get that fixed.
If my man had that, it wouldn't bother me.
I don't know. Like, bad feet really bum me out. Mm. Like, on somebody else, you know? Like, if you were, if I was having to look at those. Ooh.
The tail's okay, but bad feet.
Yeah. Well, feet are so,
who can keep up with you? You are a walking contradiction.
One of jetted Butler's ear sticks out more than the other, and that's a result of a childhood ear surgery. Oh. And actually, Stephen Colbert, he's on the list too. One of his ears points out sideways from his head, like it's sort of normal at the bottom, and then sort of it looks elfin. And he can actually fold it down into itself, and it stays folded. It's like a whole weird thing.
Does he do that on his show?
He occasionally. And he was saying that he had a also had surgery as a kid, and he's partially deaf because of it. Mm. Yeah, his whole life he's been.
I dated a girl who had her ears pinned back or whatever that is, whatever they do. She said it was awful. I was a kid with big, giant
Dumbo ears,
sticking ears, and I didn't want to deal, so I had a, my parents fixed them.
Oh. It's fairly common.
Cute as a button, I'm sure, because she was a very cute woman. So. Right.
I wonder if she would ever regret, like, not, you know, as you grow older, like, you'd be the girl with the ears. Maybe you don't want to be the girl with the ears.
Probably not.
Yeah. No, you want to fit in.
I guess, yeah. I wonder how old she was when she got the surgery.
I don't remember.
Mm. Milo Ventimiglia.
Who?
He's the guy from This Is Us.
Yeah.
I want to say he might even have played the dad on the show, too. Like, they made him look old, and he plays his own dad. I don't know.
I don't know.
I've never seen that show. Anyway, he was also one of the stars of Heroes, which I watched the first couple seasons of. His mouth is screwy. Like, I've always thought his mouth was, he's kind of a sideways talker like this, and his mouth is kind of weird. And it's because he was born with dead nerves in his lips.
Oh.
Is what he's saying. So that's his deformity. Matthew Perry, he lost the tip of his right middle finger after getting it stuck in a door as a kid. No. So when he flips people off, he's got, like, you know, like a little stubby middle finger. Liz Taylor, who was already, like, one of the most beautiful women, she had a double set of eyelashes.
Really?
Yeah. Like, they didn't just grow in the one line. There was another line of them above. And there's a name for the condition, but that just made her more beautiful.
Right.
She didn't need false eyelashes, mm-hmm. I guess.
You know what you just reminded me? My friend Mitch used to have his pointer finger. Is that what you call that one?
Mm-hmm.
It was twice the size of a normal finger.
Oh, did it have extra joints, or were the just
no,
each joint was
long?
No,
but super fat and long.
Oh, like a penis finger.
Exactly, and it was also, he
how
could
bizarre.
Get a good, like, rubber going on that thing and thwap someone.
Oh, he'd thwap you with his finger, with like a finger, mushroom slap, like a, but with a...
But, like, you'd be all, like, you could really... So this isn't the whole story. So Mitch had the big oversized finger, uh-huh. and then he had an axe accident when he growing up in Washington.
No.
And he chopped off two fingers.
Oh!
On the other hand,
oh,
right?
God. So he just had.
Could he take
crazy
the one
hands.
From the one finger
no,
and then put it
so,
on the other finger?
Oh. But this is a guy's hands that we're talking about. So he's got one gigantic finger and two fingers chopped off, and then in high school, this is when
oh,
I knew
no,
him.
My
oh
God.
No, there's now more.
And we're like, you know, the guy's already known for his hands, right?
Right.
He gets in a lawnmower accident and chops off another one on the hand that already had two chopped off.
He's just not careful.
Well, that's
an axe murder thing, and then a lawnmower murder thing.
And then a lawnmower, like he goes, I was reaching under to clear the.
Oh my God, you dummy.
And we're all like, dude, you already have the most mangled hands of anyone has ever met. And yet you went and reached under a lot.
What a dummy.
I know, crazy.
But what a crazy finger.
But I bet he still has the big finger.
Well, sure. And
I don't know what's
away.
Left of
like
the other fingers
up.
As he
so he's
has
got that
grown
one.
Older.
That's the one he's known for.
Jeez, yeah.
But yeah, that's you just reminded me of that. Mm.
Andy Garcia, mm-hmm. the actor, he was born with a tiny conjoined twin on his shoulder.
So I interviewed him about this.
Oh, you my asked God. Him about this?
So I was at a... Usually, you never know what you're going to get with the publicist, but every once in a while, you'll be at a long table, and the manager and the publicist and the agent, like everyone will be there for the interview.
Comfortable.
So, yeah, right? So there I am with Andy and his entire entourage. And I started asking him about this conjoined twin, and he was not happy.
Well, yeah.
And he goes, this is, like, he goes, who do you think you are, Howard Stern? I go, no, I just read this about you.
I wanted to know about it.
And he wouldn't address it, but he was just so disturbed and upset that this
is even out
there.
He didn't end the interview?
He didn't end, no, he didn't end.
Well, he must have told someone about it, or how else would anybody
know? I don't
know
if it's true is what I think this one's a rumor.
Oh,
I don't know if this one
see
is.
See if you can find that out.
Yeah, see if you can find that out.
He was born with, they say here, with a tiny conjoined twin on his shoulder. It was removed when he was a child. He has no memory of it, but his parents must have told him, and he must have made the mistake of telling a reporter at one time or another, if it's true. Tay Diggs was born with six fingers on each hand.
Awesome. Oh, six on both.
Yeah.
What'd he do?
His mom had him removed.
Oh.
Patricia Heaton. There's actually a couple people with no belly buttons in this. Patricia Heaton has no belly button because of multiple C-sections. So she got all stitched up.
Oh, because of having kids that way.
Yeah.
Huh.
A few people with...
Do they do it through the belly? I thought that was more like
don't
a
ask
side
me, man.
Shot.
And now it's a tiny little thing way down below your bikini line, apparently.
Huh.
But they used to cut you right open. Just
gnarly.
Right over. Well, you know, got to get that thing out.
I know. I'm right there, man. We're about to do hospital tours.
Yay.
Yay.
Henry Cavill, Superman.
He's in the new Tom Cruise movie, Mission Impossible 6.
Oh, how is he in that?
Well, I'm going to see him Monday night.
Probably pretty handsome, right?
Well, beautiful man.
I didn't want to let the cat out of the bag, but Tom did drop Jeremy Renner.
Oh.
And he picked up Henry Cavill.
I wonder why.
You want to know why? This is my theory.
Okay.
I'm going to say this on the air next week.
I'd love to hear your theory.
I think Tom Cruise wants to be in a movie where he beats the crap out of Superman.
Oh.
To remind everyone he's the greatest.
I take it Henry Cavill's a bad guy in this one.
Well.
I thought Jeremy Renner was on the Mission Impossible team.
Yeah, he is on the Mission Impossible force, yeah.
So there was a chance he was going to... Why couldn't he have Jeremy Renner and beat the crap out of Superman?
I don't know. I just feel like Tom can only have one other male kind of co-star. And so he got rid of Jeremy and brought on Henry.
Well, Henry Cavill apparently has two different color eyes.
Oh.
It's not that... I can't think of the word for it. It's just part of one of his eyes is brown. Like, he's got blue eyes, but part of one of his eyes is brown. It's called heterochromia.
I know a lady whose eyes change color.
Oh, that's cool.
It is cool. And it goes by what's around her or what she's wearing.
I don't think that anyone should be bummed out if they've got different color eyes or anything wonky going on with their eyes. I think that's neat.
Mm-hmm.
Eyes are so, you know, specific to the individual. Kate Bosworth also has that.
Where'd she go? What happened to her?
I don't know. I haven't seen her for a while.
Kate Bosworth? She's around.
Oh, she is?
I think so. Oh, good. When you type in Kate Bosworth, eyes pops up right after.
Oh.
Jeremy Renner said apparently he has freakishly exaggerated nail beds.
What does that mean?
They're really, like, his nail beds are super long. Like, here's a regular nail bed. Right?
Uh-huh.
And then his is way... apparently, if you look at his hands, he's got like super long nails. Not the nail part that sticks off your finger, but the actual bed.
Huh.
She's... So Kate Bosworth does a lot of TV now. I guess that's her thing. She's... I'm sure you might have seen. SS-GB?
No, I don't know what that is.
The Art of More?
No.
The Long Road Home?
This
might all be Lifetime.
Well,
things.
She's working. That's good.
Yeah.
Matthew Perry has a...
Boy, he's coming up a lot, huh?
Yeah. Oh, no. This is the same one. He left the tip of his right middle finger. Forrest Whitaker's got a lazy left eye.
How is Matthew Perry doing? Do we know?
I haven't heard anything about Matthew Perry in quite some
Remember
time.
Remember, he was closing down the rehab centers because he was back. He was using again. And it seemed tragic.
And then he had a couple shows that really didn't go anywhere.
He's not
I love
nice
that
guy.
Studio 54 on the Sunset Strip or whatever it was. Let's see. Tay Diggs. Did I already say him?
Yep.
Yeah. Extra fingers. Seals, permanent facial scarring, is from a type of lupus he suffered as a teen called discoid lupus erythematosus. Condition that specifically attacks the skin above the neck. He battled depression over the scars, but he embraces them now.
Yeah,
he's a superstar.
Back to Matthew Perry. I did see him on the Kennedys after Camelot, and he was excellent.
Oh, he was. So he's working.
Really good.
Good.
All right, well, that's going to do it. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
So much stuff. Bad marriages make the news. A college kid walking 20 miles. Hot dog day. Mm. And more after these.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Gosh,
it's
you are hard to please, my goodness.
Well, that's yucky.
Well, so the guy's penis is yucky and his fingers are yucky. What's he got for you?
I don't know anything about Jeremy Renner's. We're just looking at Jeremy Renner's nail beds.
Oh,
how bad is it? He's like, look at this.
Is it really noticeable?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Wow. And then I said, well,
they're supposedly enormous. And, yeah. And the answer is yes, they are. Mm-hmm.
They are. So I said, would you want that guy to, you know, put hands on you? Ooh. And she's like, no.
Oh.
And I was
so
thinking,
cute, God.
I know, he is cute.
I could get past those hands.
Well, maybe he could
first.
Put some mittens on and then.
By the way, someone wrote in to Hooman's comments about Jeremy Renner not being in Mission Impossible, and it's because of his commitment to one of the Marvel movies.
Oh.
I mean, listen,
what
they're
kind of
going to say stuff like that, but at the end of the day, Tom Cruise, like...
He's in charge of that. You pick the Tom Cruise
movie.
Oh,
so you think they're lying about that?
Well, I mean, I think they're... Like, Jeremy Renner's an amazing actor, and he was great for Tom in 4 and 5, I think. But, yeah, or 3... Thank you. But I don't know.
You're
I just think Henry's star is rising, and Tom wants to do everything. Because, you know, The Mummy was a flop, even though it was a great film.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did like that.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This part of the show is brought to us by Amazon.
Can I mention something first?
Absolutely.
Go back to it, because we just played John Mayer, and I was just talking to Jane. I wanted to mention again that we have the John Mayer interview that she did at RadioAlice.com, and it's also on her Jane on the Radio Facebook.
She was doing some stuff, you know, some new guy. I don't even know. I didn't have a chance to watch it, but I saw her flirting with some boy on one of the Facebook, maybe, at Jane Facebook.
Jane on the Radio.
And I was like, well, there she is discovering somebody.
New talent.
Some
the
new
next,
big
is
thing.
Is it going to be the new Ed Sheeran?
Well, Ed Sheeran is pretty. That was a pretty big home run for
yeah,
them.
I don't know that this guy could pull that. That's a tall order.
But, you know, when she talks to a baby band or a new artist, I pay attention.
Yeah.
Because she'll, you know, when she starts loving on someone, it's like, oh, well, Jane
like
knows.
6 months later, they're blown up all
She's
over the
She's an influencer,
place.
Too. I mean, other programmers look to, you know, the songs that she goes to. Right. They've broken a lot of new music here. It's amazing.
Yeah, real quickly, everyone, just a quick update. I'm doing the first responder stair climb to raise money for firefighters, EMS,
what
police.
What a giver you are.
Yeah.
And dispatchers who suffer from post-traumatic stress. And we have a place where you can donate. And thank you to Charlie. Because of Charlie, we're at $779.
All right.
We're almost at 1,000. We're in fourth place. Team Alice in fourth place. So thank you to everyone.
What would put us in third place? How much money would have to be in there?
Another $150 third, and then another $250 second, and then $1,000 will put us into first.
Oh, well, call Chris Kelly.
Well, I was with Chris last night, and all of this.
You didn't tell him about it?
I mentioned it to him. I met one of his good friends, Giselle. Maybe Giselle will.
Giselle Bundchen?
No, Giselle Cordestani.
Oh, ding ding. Shame.
Who's that?
No one knows, but sounds important.
I mean,
what's her title?
Co-founder and CEO of CrowdPack.
CrowdPack, what's that?
We really need to ask all these questions.
It's
only so many plugs we could give people.
I suppose that's true. Amazon's hiring in multiple locations in San Francisco, Richmond, and Fremont. Get flexible scheduling and weekly pay. Apply now at amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs and equal opportunity employer.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Imperfect Produce. Ugly produce has never looked or tasted so good. Sign up now and see for yourself at imperfectproduce.com. Enter code word Radio Alice for 50% off your Ooh. First box.
That's great.
That yeah. is a great deal.
And frankly, the box they sent us, everything in there was not ugly.
Uh-uh.
It was like all model vegetables to me. Yeah.
And it was all delicious.
And you could get all vegetables or all fruit or a mixture.
Right, a mix. Tell them I don't want
Different
any onions,
kinds.
You know,
sure.
whatever you want.
Imperfect produce.
I like them.
Here's what's happening. California transportation officials say the iconic stretch of Highway 1 in scenic Big Sur that was blocked by a massive landslide is ready to reopen to traffic today.
Oh.
This is the road that connects Los Angeles to San Francisco along the coast, and it'll reopen to travelers by mid-morning today.
Ah, that's great. Boy, it's been
minute.
A long time.
It has.
I actually had forgotten that was even closed.
I love Big Sur so much. It's such a great camping spot. It's beautiful. A bad marriage with frequent conflicts can have serious detrimental impact on your health, according to psychologists.
Game over, man.
Where's my hat? Where is my hat?
They say the marital conflict negatively affects the health for both the husband and the wives.
Right.
Although,
listen up, everyone.
Well, I mean, yeah, if you're in a bad marriage, like you get this one
your
life.
Whole world,
get the
yeah.
hell out of there.
Although there was a greater impact of conflict on men than women.
Those poor men.
Well, we can
suffer.
Talk it out with our friends, you know.
Well, yeah, but you guys are always like.
When I was having troubles in my relationship a few years back, I swear to you, and this was like the sign that something was wrong for sure. I was talking to myself. I would turn my music off and talk to myself in the car. Because I was like, I got to get this out of my mouth now because it's going to come out on the air if I don't.
Oh.
And I wasn't doing it as consciously as that sounds, but I was absolutely unable to concentrate on the music because I had too many things.
You're talking through all these situations.
Trying to straighten this like.
Wow,
and I was
then.
Just like. And so I that was what happened in our counseling was I was like. Look, I'm talking to myself in my car, man. I gotta straighten this crap out of my life. I can't be that distracted at work with this conflict, this stuff going wrong in my personal life. So I can see how that, I'm not saying, I guess I'm saying that when they say it affects men more than women, I'm assuming that I'm putting my hand up. I don't know, but I definitely had that side effect.
Mm.
Trip, huh?
Yes.
And so
things are good right now.
Things are great. We'll see. I'm very hopeful that, you know, the next child won't be
Pop
a setback
you
over
to
the
where
edge.
You
right.
yeah.
ruin you.
But that makes sense, Sarah, what you said about women often maybe feel more open in talking to their friends, mm-hmm. whereas men keep it bottled up and
right, they're
maybe,
not gonna
you're not gonna open up to your buddies.
Well, let's be honest. I mean, you guys are so busy getting rid of our friends, who do we have to talk to?
That is right.
Listen
How many of us have them? Say goodbye to your friends.
You're stuck with me, and I'm going to be a bitch, too.
Yeah, you cannot have them.
You're welcome.
Oh, man.
Right, Vin?
I don't know.
It's the truth. Where's John's friends?
That's the right
Where's either of their friends?
Whose friends?
Your husband's.
My husband's friends? My husband has 100 friends.
Yeah.
He plays softball 2 nights a week. Last night, he was out at the bar with his friends.
You
he has
sound
friends.
Happy about that.
I'm happy about it because I can throw it in your little rotten face. Yeah, rotten.
God, a million friends.
Any more on that marriage?
No, that's just odd. That it's
yeah, we're not married, whom and me and you.
Oh,
be in a fight with you.
So it's important you
all.
Understand that your bad marriage can seriously be affecting your health. And it's worse for men than women, which probably... stereotypically we'd think it would be the other way around like it's the man causing the conflict to begin with.
Get him
jerky guy.
Yeah. Man,
a college kid in
I'm just kidding guys.
Are you?
You're not kidding. There's a lot of stuff you don't like about us, including our penises. It's really frustrating.
Oh.
Yeah. Sheesh, does hurt. Bet you gay guy would like my penis. I'm going to show it to him and see what he thinks.
Well, I mean, you know.
College kid in Alabama named Walter Carr got a new job at a moving company in Birmingham last week. Then, right before his first day, his car broke down. He still made it on time because he was willing to walk the 20 miles to get there.
20 miles.
And started at midnight the night before his first day.
Oh.
He was trying to make sure he'd get there on time.
So this job was very important to him, and he didn't want to screw up.
Any job you get, it should be important to you. Anyway, he was walking down the road. Luckily, some cops saw him around 4 in the morning and asked him, you know, what's up?
What are you doing?
And he told them, and they bought him some breakfast and drove him the rest of the way to work.
Aww.
After that, he worked a full day helping a woman move out of her house. And when she found out how he got there, she tried to say, take a break. You been up all night? He refused because he's here to do that.
Yeah,
I'm a mover now.
I'm a mover.
So she started a GoFundMe page to help him fix his car. She wanted to raise $2,000, and it's already up over $30,000.
Wow. Over $30,000?
That's not even the best part. The company Walter works for is called Bellhops Moving. The CEO is a guy named Luke Marklin. And after Luke found out what Walter did, he drove from Tennessee to Alabama to meet him on Monday and gave him his car.
How lovely.
It's a 2014 Ford Escape. So it's a big upgrade from the
one that broke down.
The beater that he was driving. So he's
and
pretty,
$30,000?
And well, it looks like he's getting $30,000, yeah.
Holy cow.
So right now his GoFundMe is at $45,585.
Wow.
Walter's family had to move to Alabama after they were displaced by Hurricane Katrina in 2005.
Mm.
But now he's got a new car and he's graduating college this December. And he wants to join the Marines after that.
Wow.
He has 1,190 people contributed in 2 days.
He's an impressive person, isn't
he? Yeah.
That's a great story.
Yeah. It's National Hot Dog Day, everyone.
Mm. Oh, I love hot dogs.
Boo.
Yum.
I know Hooman doesn't. We were just the other day. We talk about what are we going to make for Hooman on Sunday because he's so picky.
Yeah.
He doesn't want soup. He doesn't want sandwiches.
Remember that day you made a potato?
I thought you'd like that. We didn't just you make it sound like we just put a potato on your plate. They were baked potatoes. They were huge, and we had 50 different things you could put on them.
Uh-huh.
They were just like loaded baked potatoes. They were delicious. It was so exciting and different, but was not it? For Hooman. Hooman was just bitching about it the whole time.
Well, I think I might be out. Where's everything else?
Well, there was all kinds of crap. There was like shredded chicken. There was there was bacon. There was broccoli. There was sour cream, cheese, all kinds
of
hot sauces.
You could make a real meal out of it.
Beans. I mean, there was all kinds. You would load that thing. You didn't even have to have the potato. Just fill your plate with the other stuff. God, you whiny bitch. Yeah, there was definitely avocado.
Thanks. Did he eat it?
Yeah, he ate it. I mean, he's hungry.
And did you go... come back home and go out to eat somewhere.
I mean, I think I had a cup of yogurt and a few other things. Like
he had two potatoes and loaded them up.
He did.
Starving when he goes
he
to
did.
Your house, Sarah.
My God.
Anyway, Van, back over to you, buddy.
Thanks so much. It is fun to hear about your dinner parties on Sunday nights.
Hot dog day. Go ahead.
Yeah, hot dog day, everyone. The number one condiment for hot dog day is ketchup.
Oh, I'm surprised. I would think mustard.
I'm a mustard guy myself. Mustard, that came in at number three is more people like chili on their hot dog.
Oh. Yeah.
Cheese comes in on the list. Relish, onion, sauerkraut, mayo, jalapenos, and coleslaw of all the things.
Oh, that sounds good. My husband and my kids put pickles and tomatoes on theirs. Yeah. They slide them
Not
in.
Relish, though.
No. They just like the full, like you can buy those little flat, you know, those flat pickles.
Oh,
the long,
sure, like
flat
the sandwich
dill.
Ones.
Yeah, they put one of those in and two slices.
Is that a
of
Chicago
tomato.
Thing?
It is.
Yeah.
John likes it like that. I just want ketchup and mustard.
I'll take onions and mustard if they're
available.
Easily available. Yeah. Otherwise, mustard's just fine.
I do love the taste of onion. I just can't eat. I can't eat raw onion.
It's weird. I grew up on going to Wiener Schnitzel because we had one near us.
And did so, you say you used to hear them, can we take your order?
No, oh, that's Wendy's.
Oh, Wendy's.
That was a Wendy's.
All night long.
Yeah.
But I'll still go to a Wiener Schnitzel, and that food is, it's like not food.
Yeah.
It's a, like the way.
But it's nostalgic. You like
it's nostalgic, but it's so like you take a bite and there's no.
substance.
I don't know why. There's nothing there. It's so weird.
Is it because the bun is just super light?
It's the bun, the hot dog is and it's just all invisible. It's almost like, have you ever had a McDonald's cheeseburger? Just the little one.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't really feel like you're eating meat there, you know, because it's just all easily
mushable. What you mean.
Yeah, digested. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel
just breaks down easy. Soy based.
I don't know what. Yeah, I don't know what that is. But anyway, I'll move on. The most popular lottery number in the world is. This is in the world.
The most popular lottery number.
Like, new study asked people in 13 countries what number they're most likely to play in the lottery.
Like, 43.
Oh, it was 1 through 99. Is that what you mean?
Yep.
21.
No, not in the top 10.
1.
Okay.
No.
10.
No.
12. 17.
12 is on the list. 13 is on the list. But the number one most popular number is 11.
Oh.
7, 17, 27, 19, 23, 9, and 18 are all the most popular.
All very low.
Yeah.
Very low. Oh, look at that. I'm running out of time. Our text number is 800-400-3697. There's a couple.
Someone says, how about you make Human and Knuckle sandwich?
I'll make you a sandwich.
I've had 2 C-sections, tiny little scar below the bikini line. They've gotten really good at it.
Yeah.
Also, my eyes are green now, but until I was about 17, they were blue.
Oh.
Wow.
Huh. She's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's neat.
Oh, here it is. Jeremy Renner dropped out due to Marvel commitments. Patricia Heaton had a tummy tuck after all the C-sections. That's why she has no belly button.
Oh. You think they'd make her a new belly button?
Yeah, she can go in that show Botched. Yeah.
Why would you want?
Because it's weird not to have a belly button.
Well, I'm guessing she's like, I'm not going to be doing any nude scenes anytime soon.
Still.
I just want to, you know, flatten things out there.
It's weird for whoever she takes her clothes off in front of.
Probably.
Where's your belly button? Oh, I don't have one of those. What?
Oh, she absolutely does go around in a swimsuit.
And has no belly button. Look at that. That is crazy. That's bananas.
She also holds her arms like she lifts a lot of weights. What's with that?
Or her armpits are sticky.
Okay.
They're just out to the sides.
She's posed like she's extremely muscular.
Maybe she's about to go like flapper. Okay. You know what I mean? They just caught her. They caught her mid.
You think so?
I don't know.
All right.
She is standing weird, though.
Yeah.
And no belly button. That's weird.
None. All right, I'll read the rest of the text after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.